Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Thank you. Now this person wants to know, how do you know when you found your soulmate? I don't know about all that kind of language. I'm still month to month with my wife. I'm still trying to get off probation. Every now and then I say, let's make it permanent. She said, well, we'll see. So it's an interesting topic. Let's start with the Word of God here. It's Ephesians 5:33. Let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. You know, when I look at this verse, I have a feeling the men hear that verse very differently than the women do. First of all, you're supposed to love your wife as yourself. There's a little bit of a problem there, isn't there, when we have to try and gauge who comes first in this relationship, because we have that sense of ourself kind of eclipsing everything else. And then we have this second part here, let the wife see that she respects her husband. I think a certain number of individuals read that verse and say, make the wife have to respect her husband. That's in the Bible. You have to do that. You have to respect me. You're going against the Bible that you don't respect me. Okay. But again, I think the other half of the room reads that verse and says, see to it that you are a person worthy of receiving that respect from your wife. See? So I think there's a lot. I mean, we talk about love a lot when we talk about marriage and all that kind of stuff. But respect is a different thing, isn't it? In some ways, respect goes beyond love. There's a lot of people that I love that I don't have any real respect for. Because they're not worthy of it. They're going through struggles and problems, and I love them, and that's okay. And I pray for them, and I believe that one day they'll get over their madness, and that's fine. But respect is something above and beyond. I also don't like this language, and again, this is all the language I don't like. As Hallie was mentioning, this word, I need you. You're the wind beneath my wings. That kind of talk, you know. We need each other. If someone says to me, I need you, that is saying to me, you don't like me for me, you like me for what I can do for you. That's not even love. That's just you using me. That's a whole, love isn't anywhere in that picture at all. And furthermore, I had to make it clear when Jane and I started dating, I actually don't need you. I pay my own rent, cook my own food, wash my own clothes. I handle my own business. I don't need a wife for anything at all, period, the end. And I knew, and it was true, that she didn't need me. She had a job. She had a ministry career. She had a car, food. She had herself lined out. She didn't need me in any kind of way. We were with each other because we had chose one another, because we loved one another, and because we respected each other, you see. That's where this relationship began to build. A lot of these marriages, a lot of these relationships, it's like two rats clinging in a storm trying to hang on to one another as they're tearing each other down, everyone else is tearing them down, and then life is trying to just kick their behinds all through that whole process. At some point, we have to stop and say, how can we be a positive to one another? And I think one of the first things we have to get rid of is this idea of how does this person that I'm with make me feel about me? Because that's where I think a lot of our problems come from. If you feel down on yourself because you don't have a woman, if you feel down on yourself because you don't have a man, if you feel lonely, if you're on your own, and then someone comes into your life and suddenly you feel great about yourself, well, see, then it's the same thing. You need that person in order to give you that feeling. God should be giving you that sense that you're complete now. God in you equals complete. don't need other people. It doesn't need to be whatever. That should be basic and fundamental. The relationships that we have beyond that, that's like icing on the cake. That's what makes life sweet and beautiful and wonderful and amazing. And a good partner is going to help enhance that relationship that I have with God and take that even further. But you see, we have this mentality of, I want to have a feeling about me. And here's what happens. I'm lonely. I feel bad about myself. I get this woman, and for about 5 minutes, I feel great about myself. And then the woman says something to make me feel bad about myself because I'm awful. Why? Whose socks are these on the floor? And I want to interrupt her and I say, no, wait, excuse me. You're here to make me feel good about myself. This is not that. You can't tell me to pick up my socks because then I feel like I'm the kind of person who leaves his socks hanging around. You're ruining this whole thing for me. You're supposed to make me feel good about me. And all of a sudden, see, this relationship is starting to break down. This other person didn't know that was their mission. It's just building my self-esteem or something like that. That's too shallow of a reason for us to be with one another. These relationships need to have more meaning than that and do more for us. You deserve more than all of that. We have to start with two people who both have their own walk with the Lord. You understand? Your own walk. It's not that both of you need to be Christian, which is certainly true, but you can't be on my Christianity, so to speak. You need to have your prayer time. You need to have your time where you get in the Word. You need to have your relationship with God. You can't piggyback on mine, and we're going to get where we're going. And also, I can't be the sole source of motivation. If I'm not here and you stop going to church, then I'm the one holding your walk up. You need to have your own walk. I need to have my own walk. So we need to start with that as our foundation. Everybody's got their motivation. Everybody has their own heart and interest and desire to follow the Lord. Now we've got a chance to get somewhere. From there, I think it starts really with communication. Every relationship we got, communication is key. That includes our relationship with the Lord. When we pray, that's our communication with Him. I don't know how many couples I have sat down with that are having a problem, and they'll sit down, and one of them will turn to me and says, "You won't believe what this one's been doing. He did this, and he said that, and would you believe whatever?" And 99 times out of 100, the man turns over and says, "When did I do that? 3 months ago, and it's been bothering me ever since." Wait, time out. Hold up, time out now. Hold up. Why didn't you tell him 3 months ago? Well, I shouldn't have to tell him. No, actually, you should. Clearly, you have to tell him. He does not know it. He is not capable of reading your mind. Relationships work by two people communicating with one another. You are sitting over there mad because he can't read your brain waves. That's not a reasonable complaint you're making. Sure, he's wrong with what he did. I mean, he's wrong all the time. Look at him. He's wrong. But for heaven's sake, we have to try and educate this brother so he's not wrong all the time. We got to tell him how to do. This is how relationships really work. Communication. I mean, my wife tells me I'm doing something wrong every day. Okay, she's right, and I okay. I can't even imagine. We actually read a book, my wife and I, when we were courting, we were getting ready to get married. And this book, it was a Christian book. I have no idea who the psycho was that wrote this book. But he said, you should save up all of your complaints with one another, and then at the end of the week, you sit down with each other and share your list. I thought, oh my God. I mean, my wife would have a scroll. She'd have to unroll it, you know, and go down, you know. I mean, We can't hold on to something in our house for more than about 15 minutes before that just gets out of hand. You know, we got to just say it, you know. Communication is key. Sometimes having a little conflict now is going to save you a giant conflict later, and that's why communication is important. See, I think we have this impression. People ask me a lot, do you think we're right for one another? You know, I just hope we're right for one another. Well, and what you want to try and reflect back to them is, it's not like baking a cake where you get all the right ingredients and you just put them in a room together and then a cake happens. You know, you don't put two people in the right conditions and just suddenly a wonderful marriage emerges from that. You have to work. And when I say work, I mean argue. You have to have about 10,000 arguments before you have a decent marriage. Jane and I went through ours quick. I mean, it was the first 2 years, just one solid argument, but we burned through it, you know, and I learned to admit when I was wrong quickly to get, you understand what I'm saying? I'm giving you the secret sauce now. I hope you're all writing this down. Yes, yes, I did it. Yes, please. Yes, Lord, I admit it. Next, you know, and then we go to the whatever, you know, and the, this is the hard work. If we put this hard work in and we hear a hard word about ourselves that we're making a mistake and we admit to that and we confess and we do it different and we improve, now we're going to have a good marriage. Now we're going to have a good match for one another. We had to get rid of the fairy tale thinking of, you know, it was all going to magically work out on its own. That's not how marriage works. We can't feel our way through any of this. A lot of marriages I see, it's just feelings happening back and forth, just feelings all the time. Nobody ever just says, wait, time out. I respect how you feel, and I hope you understand how I feel, but can we solve the problem? And then after we've solved the problem, we can feel happy. That's the feeling we would have then. But we get so caught up in fussing and fighting and trying to, you know, whatever. But it's all just feelings going back and forth. We can't navigate by emotion. We can't feel our way through. And this I want to end on and really stress it. We have to have trust within these relationships. I see a lot of marriages where there isn't trust back and forth. There really isn't. You know, I don't feel like I can count on this person to be there for me. If you don't have that, we are still on square one. And that's okay. So that's a good place to start. We can start from there. It doesn't, if you've had bumpy road before now, that's okay. Nobody in here is criticizing people who have been bad at relationships before now. I certainly couldn't point that finger at all whatsoever. All we're trying to do is figure out okay, right now from today, how do we get on that right path? Earning that trust, having that open communication, and making sure that we're on the same page, that we're both having the same goal of following the Lord. If we do that, we are going to figure this thing out, and we're going to have the kind of marriage that we want for you. Amen? God bless you. We love you.